Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. You're listening to DJ Wah here on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. The time is currently 8 o'clock, and it's the December the 1st show. A couple things before I get going here. If you do like the show and you want to hear it again, you can check this Techno Progressivo out on iTunes and listen to the podcast there. You can also listen to my Facebook or my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-Wah. That's W-A, and I have mixes similar to the one I'll be playing later on tonight. And I will also be having my Facebook page. Actually, my Facebook page is open right now. It's two words. It's Techno Progressivo. So if you want to check out the track listing for tonight's show, go there and check it out. Okay, so I have actually a guest DJ in here that's going to be playing for the first half of the show. His name is Josh Garrett. And first of all, Josh, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. You originally are from Michigan. You're now living in Vancouver. I'll just introduce you a tiny bit. He's a techno producer and DJ who has compiled quite an impressive body of work so far. He's had almost a 20-year career of productions and DJing in this industry. So again, thank you for doing this interview. And let's start off. How would you like to describe the Josh Garrett sound?
Well, see, I have a few different projects that I do. I think if you listen to what I do, it's pretty clear geographically where I'm from. I think that the influence is pretty strong. So I came up through the Detroit scene, basically. I'm from Ann Arbor, and that's part of the metro area there. And so it was a heavy influence on me when I was coming up, basically getting into music in the 80s and really heavily into the scene in the 90s and stuff. So basically, I guess, straight Detroit kind of techno with a bit of influence from, like, you know, Berlin and some of the English stuff, like Warp and Reflex and stuff as well, probably in there too. So
okay. Yeah. So tell me a bit about your label, Subspec. What do you guys are hoping to do with techno?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So we launched back in April 2012. I've been involved with a number of different labels previously, but this one really reflects what I want to do as far as, like, a straight techno kind of sound. In 2014, I think we're going to get a bit more jacky, a bit more sort of Chicago, Detroit, Rudy kind of sound. Last year, I think the first couple of years, we were working with a variety, like a pretty wide variety of different producers. We're really not narrowly focused on one sound, though. Okay. So, you know, a lot of stuff fits under our umbrella.
Okay. And is that like a conscious decision that you guys make? Like, you make a plan to go in a different direction with this jacky sound kind of thing? Or
yeah, it's sort of where I'm kind of feeling things, and where a lot of the artists that I'm working at, working with, are kind of heading right now too. So one of the major artists that we've got is Simplex, who's also Jason Justin. He's based in the Toronto area. He's also a veteran, been around a really long time, and does really good stuff. He's been on, like, Stickman Records and Steel City and Secret Weapon and stuff like that. So he's got a really good foundation, lots of support from guys like Laurent Garnier and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so he's probably heading that direction this year, and I'm kind of feeling that too. So it's sort of like we're kind of spearheading that. But at the same time, we're doing our first vinyl release in February. So February 11th, we'll have a 12-inch out that has a remix of Jay Zoni by Hardfloor. So that's basically straight acid. And then the B-side has an acid track that I'll be playing tonight, Countered's Telegraph.
Okay.
And Countered is one of my projects, so there's Jay Garrett and Countered are my two main projects. And then Simplex is Back to Dat, which has been getting a lot of good traction, a lot of good support in the last year and a half that it's been out.
Okay.
So that'll be Pressed to Wax.
Yeah, okay. And is that available? Will that be available for sale somewhere in Vancouver? Or?
Hopefully. So our distributor is based in the UK, so we have a P&D deal with Prime Distribution, which is great. I'm really, really honored to be with those guys. And so basically we're going to press up a certain number of them, and they're going to send about 20 of them here. So some of those will be promo that I'll be selling, or we'll be selling them at some of the shows that we've got coming up and stuff. So.
Okay. Okay, one more question, I guess, before we get you right into the mix here.
Okay.
Which producers do you admire most, and then why do you feel that way?
Wow, okay. That's huge. So Mike Banks would probably be one of the first guys on my list. So the kind of the main guy these days behind Underground Assistance, and one of the original three members. Just the funk and soul and stuff, and his stuff is just untouchable for me. UR was one of my entryways into proper techno when I started getting into it from industrial. Of course, you know, Richard D. James, Aphex Twin, you know, he's untouchable. Richie Houghton, I mean, he hasn't really produced anything in a long time, but his stuff, you know, it's the Plastic Man Fuse circuit breaker. You know, he developed a real sound, and it was kind of a hard Detroit sound, but he also still had, you know, some funk and stuff to it too. Man, there's so many. Hardfloor, they've been a huge influence for a long time, and when we got in the remix that they did for Jay Zoni, and you know, we were doing the mastering and stuff on it, I put it in and I was just like blown away with just the sound of their pre-master. I mean, we hardly had to do anything to it.
Oh, is that right?
So clean, unbelievable. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, lots of guys.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing the interview again, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to get you right into the mix here. This is your first track, and the full track listing is on the Techno Progressivo page, and I will just let Josh do what he does. So okay. Enjoy cool. The mix. Thank you.
I'm
Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. Thanks a lot to Josh Garrett for absolutely smashing it up here, right in set with, a ton of offboard gear here that he's got. And so that last track, I believe, was Isolated Jack. The entire track list for what he just played is on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page, so you can go check that out there. You can also go to my Facebook page where Josh Garrett has four links here, a Beatport page, a SoundCloud page, Subspecs page, and then a personal page as well. So thank you very much for doing that, Josh. Hopefully we can get you back on here at some point. So I'm just going to do a bit of a transition here, do some ads, and then a track of the week, and I will be back personally in about 7 or 8 minutes, okay?
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. For the tide that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
I'm hungry.
Me too.
And why is she eating that stuff? She must have picked it up from her trip back home. The smell's making me sick. Don't you think she should eat it somewhere else?
No, that's disrespectful toward Parveen. Actually, I think it's great that we can enjoy different foods.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for All. Pass it on.
We'll be right back. She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. You're listening to DJ Wah here. First track up on my mix is Dorley with I Want You to Dance, so enjoy.
Ooh!
Okay, this is DJ Waugh, just wrapping up for the end of my show. That last track was Calgary's Simon Doty with Never or Now. Up next will be the final track of the night with DJ Dan and Umek's track Mighty Wind. Thanks again to Josh Garrett for dropping by for an interview and then also for that half-hour techno set. And all his links and all that information is on the Facebook page for Techno Progressivo. I will be back here in 2 weeks, and that's about it. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I will see you then. Enjoy the last track.